Hey everyone, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. This is your host Dylan Brooks, here to help you flex those mental muscles and build a life that's truly resilient. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like the world has this crazy highlight reel going on while you're stuck watching in slow motion. Yeah, me too. But guess what? That comparison game is about as helpful as a chocolate teapot. It just leaves you feeling worse and doesn't actually get you anywhere. Today, we're tackling something that's crucial for navigating this messed-up world. Building confidence through self-compassion. See, true confidence isn't about strutting around like you own the place or pretending to be perfect. It's about accepting yourself, flaws and all, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend. Think about it, would you rip into your bestie for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd probably offer some support, maybe a little laughter, and help them pick themselves up. But sometimes, we treat ourselves way harsher than we'd ever treat anyone else. So, how do we build that self-compassion muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly pointing out your flaws and shortcomings. Yeah, it's time to call it out. Notice when it starts getting loud, and ask yourself, will I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are you saying it to yourself? Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just let them roll over you like a runaway ice cream truck. Question their validity. Are they really true, or are they just distorted perceptions based on fear and insecurity? Often, when we peel back the layers, those negative thoughts aren't as solid as they seem. They would practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, but simply paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice what's going on inside your head and body without getting swept away by it all. Like watching clouds drift by, fascinating but ultimately fleeting. Fourth, focus on your strengths. Everyone has talents and abilities that make them unique. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, celebrate your accomplishments and build on your strengths. Finally, treat yourself with kindness. You deserve it. Just like you'd care for a loved one, be gentle with yourself. When you make mistakes, forgive yourself. When you feel down, offer yourself some comfort and support. Remember, you're human, and that means being imperfect is part of the journey. You know that feeling when you trip and fall in public? Embarrassing, right? But what if instead of berating yourself for messing up, you simply said, "Alright, I stumbled, no big deal, let's get back up and keep going." That's self-compassion in action. It doesn't mean ignoring your mistakes. It means acknowledging them with grace and moving forward without getting bogged down by shame. Let me tell you a quick story about how this played out for me. I was giving a presentation at work and totally bombed it. I froze up, stumbled over my words, and felt like the entire room was judging me. But instead of spiraling into self-doubt, I took a deep breath and reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes. I owned up to my flub, laughed it off, it helped, and finished the presentation as best I could. You know what? It wasn't the end of the world. People were understanding, and in fact, some even found my honesty refreshing. The point is, self-compassion allows us to be vulnerable without letting fear hold us back. It gives us the courage to take risks, learn from our mistakes, and keep showing up, even when we're feeling shaky. So remember, building confidence isn't about becoming some superhuman version of yourself, it's about accepting who you are right now and treating yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, even the small ones, and never stop learning and growing. Ready to put this into practice? Take a moment today to reflect on something you're struggling with. What would you say to a friend in that situation? Now extend that same compassion to yourself. You got this. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep flexing those mental muscles and rocking your awesome self. Dia.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.